God.
God
gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Transformed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We are commanded in the Scripture. Be careful for nothing.
Yes.
Cast all your care over on Him. Take no thought. Just talking about anxious thought. Don't take it. It will come. Feelings will come. You'll hear reports. You'll see things. And fear will come and try to get on you. And thoughts will come and try to shake you. And it's time to resist.
Right.
It's time to stand against it and say, no, hold, no. I don't even know what's going on here. How do I even know there's anything to be upset about?
Right.
No, it's time to find out more. And no matter what I find out, when I find out, God will still be on the throne and He will still be able to do something about it and get us out of this and help us out of this. You got to stay in faith. You can stay in faith. And it's a good life because you're not going around bent out of shape all the time. Even if somebody drops a bomb on you and it sounds awful, you'll still stand there and go, well, God's got us through stuff before.
Yes.
And He will again.
Yes.
Keep you cool. Stay in faith.
Yes.
Stay in peace. Go down to the 19th chapter of Proverbs. Well, stop by 18 on the way. Proverbs 18. And 17. We're talking about thoughts. Thoughts are powerful. There's life and death in thoughts. There are thoughts, you can just be going along, and thoughts, if you really take them, you can be fine, be happy, be smiling, laughing, but certain thoughts, you take it and really begin to think about it, joy gone. Depression feeling. And I mean, just what happened? Maybe nothing happened naturally, but that thought. By the same token, you can be going along, not happy or sad, nothing, no big deal. And there are thoughts that just the thought of it gives you joy. You think about it, and I mean, your countenance changes, your feelings change, and all you, nothing natural happened. It was a thought.
Amen.
Thoughts are spiritual and they're powerful and they come from God or they come from the enemy. And they can minister life, they can minister death. Didn't the Bible say in Romans to be carnally minded is death? But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. You think on the wrong thing, it ministers death to you. Why are some people so grouchy? So annoying to be around. And there are people, their family, you love them. But they're just annoying to be around. And no matter what comes up, they'll try to rain on your parade. That you're always down, always griping. What's wrong with them? They are thinking about the wrong thing. Now come on, look. Are those thoughts making them into a certain kind of a person?
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
Could they be a different person?
Yes.
They could be if they would quit yielding to the thinking about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Can you see the glorious truth of the word? They could be transformed into a happy person, into a peaceful person, into a person folks enjoy being around. People say, well, yeah, but I got this awful problem. If I could get this fixed. No, it's not true. If that was fixed, there'd be something else.
Yeah.
It's just your choice. If that's how you're leaning, that's how you're yielding, you can always find something that's not right. Something to be upset about. Something to gripe.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you can always find something to shout about.
Amen.
Especially if you're a Christian.
Yeah.
If you're a believer.
Yeah.
Man, they're working on my mansion right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
That's not fantasy. That's real.
Yeah.
My name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. There's an actual book. My name
yes.
is there.
Yeah. Mine too.
Your name there too?
Yes, sir.
No matter what's going on, why couldn't I think about that?
Right.
Why couldn't I think about things that are good? We talked about this a couple of lessons ago about the checklist. He gives it to us in Philippians. Whatever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, good report, virtuous, any praise, think on these things. He tells you specifically what to think on. And so if it doesn't meet that criteria, you're not supposed to think on it. Yeah, but it's true. Is it? Even if it is. If it doesn't meet the other criteria. So many endure so much torment and grief needlessly, wasting days, weeks, months, years out of their life. Only when you get to the end of it and you look back and you realize what that mourning and grieving and crying and feeling sorry for you got you. It's sad. Because all that happened is you threw away precious days. And you missed precious opportunities. You could have been having fun with people. You could have been enjoying life. You could have been a part. But you chose to yield to depression and fear and anger. Did you hear me, friends?
Yes.
It is a fool to do it. All of us have made mistakes in this area. But like we just got through saying.
Yeah.
We can put it in the past.
Yeah.
And like we said before, you know, you and I are how we have become, not how we have to be.
Amen.
We can change. We need to change. So, let's change. Proverbs 18, are you there? 18:17. He that is first in his own cause seems just. Remember, there's a way that seems right, but it's not. But his neighbor comes and searches him. Look at the NIV on that one. The first to present his case seems right, till another comes forward and questions him. Have you ever seen that before? Somebody presents, especially somebody that's good at doing that kind of thing, present the case, and you think, well, yeah, that seems right. And then somebody else comes along that's just as good presenting the other side, and you go, well, hold on here now. But when you were only hearing one side of it, you were buying into it. That's why you got to watch about your first thought, first report, first impression, just jumping on it with both feet and go ahead and respond to it and accepting it like it's true. We know in part. You know, we have seen this again and again with reports of things going on in the church. People tell us this is going on. These folks had this problem. These folks had that problem. And so many times they're heaving and crying and carrying on and cutting up. And you think, man, you know, this is about the end of the world. And as you get into it, it's just not at all the way that maybe three or four different people portrayed it to be. And so often they were acting like it was life and death and right now, and it wasn't at all. You know, parents, watch about jumping to conclusions with your children. Even if they've done dumb stuff before, you need to be believing in them.
That's right.
That they'll do better.
Right?
And love is quick to believe the best. Isn't it? Hold your place here. Go to 1 Corinthians 13. We were there. In 1 Corinthians 13:5, it says, love does not behave itself unseemly. It seeks not its own. It's not easily provoked. And what else? It thinks, love thinks no evil. Now, these, if you notice again and again, these have to do with what you're doing with other people. And so the idea is thinking evil about them as well. And verse 7 bears this out. In the Amplified, verse 7 of 1 Corinthians 13, love bears up under anything. And everything that comes is what?
Ever ready.
Ever ready to what?
Yes.
So if you hear something bad about somebody, and you just believe it without even checking into it, you're not loving them. Love wouldn't do that. I'm not saying you got to just be naive and act stupid about stuff. I mean, if it's there, it's there. If it's wrong, it's wrong. But you don't need to be quick to believe something bad. I've had the Lord minister to me along this area. I've made mistakes in this area in years past, particularly, but learned from some of those mistakes. And the Lord deal with me. Somebody tell me something bad about somebody, I don't even let it move me. Because I don't know whether it's true or not. Yeah, but they said so. Yeah, but I'm not a simpleton. I don't just believe the first thing I hear. I'm not calling them a liar. They may be sincere. They may be wrong. They may have been given bad information themselves. Right? And even if the information is accurate, they don't know the person's heart, and they don't know why they did what they did.
Yeah.
Are you with me, friends?
Yeah.
And these are all reasons why we are commanded not to judge.
Yeah.
Why? Because we are simply not qualified.
Yes, sir.
You don't know. I don't care how much you think you know. You don't know all that happened.
That's right.
And you certainly don't know the hearts of the people involved and how it got to that and why not. And for even if it was terrible, for all you know, by the time you heard it, they've already repented and are right with God, and He don't even see it anymore.
Amen.
For all you know.
That's right.
All this comes to this conclusion. Don't assume you know what to think.
Thank you, Lord. That's good.
See, this is where we've been making mistakes. We've assumed we're qualified to decide what to think. And we're not. We take a piece of information here and there and decide, okay, this is what I'm going to think about that. And of course, when you decide what you think and what's true and what's right and what's wrong, then that's how you're going to talk and that's how you're going to act and that's going to direct your plans and responses with them. We need to back up. We need to slow down. And instead of assuming all this stuff, we should ask the Lord how we should think. We should ask Him how we should think about this. Because how many think He sees things differently? Now again and again, because we're just seeing a little bitty piece of it. If that, He sees the whole thing. He sees the end, the beginning, the middle. He not only sees how it got here, He sees where it's going. He sees the hearts. He knows how we should think about it. We should ask Him, how should I see this? How should I think about this?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Transformed, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me